Andy McCaslin joins us. Now appointed the women's head soccer coach here at Ferris State University. Andy, how's it feel?
It feels fantastic. You know, just being here last year with the success that we had, it was fantastic to be around for that. The girls are a fantastic group, and excited to get going as the head coach and keep this program rolling where it can go.
Last year, you were an assistant coach for the women's soccer program. Did you ever think, like, hey, I might be at the helm of this program in one day, or were you expecting to be?
No, I wasn't. At the end of the day, I was a volunteer because of kind of some personal circumstances, but, some things fell, and it worked out great, and I'm really glad to be here, really glad to keep going.
One of the things John Coles, Associate Athletic Director, told me earlier on this week is you literally go, I think, I don't know if it was consecutive, but you've been to, like, quote me if I'm wrong, 30 USA International Soccer Games?
I just was at my 49th, and it's not consecutive, unfortunately. I would like to be at all of them, but travel and money constraints.
Yeah, definitely.
But, 49 games in Houston this last, what was that, Tuesday? Great game down there. Actually, terrible soccer game, but it was a great environment. New stadium for me to be down there. 49, and I'm actually headed to Honduras for number 50 on Tuesday. So,
is there any reason why you continue to do this? I mean, besides being a diehard soccer fan.
Besides that, no. I mean, it's just being with the people and trying to spread. Spread the word about the U.S. national team as much as I can, and promote the game as I'd like to.
Do you have like a group that you all fly in and meet each other with, or do you go together? I mean, how does that work out? You can just show up in random countries.
Yeah, we do. There's a fan group called the American Outlaws. We get together, and a lot of people, just a lot of familiar faces from time to time, different places. But I do have a core group that I like to get in touch with and see. They were down in Houston, and we met in New York and Boston, and I'm going with them down to Honduras as well, so it's going
to
be sweet.
Have you ever been to a Manchester United game?
I have not.
Is that on the list to do?
It's on the to-do list for sure. Josh Ross, my former roommate, he's a diehard, and he wants me to get out there. But Real Madrid's the closest club game that I've been to on that level.
What is the best atmosphere you've been to in all of soccer?
I would have to say in South Africa in 2010, when the U.S. Played Algeria, and Landon Donovan scores the goal at the end of right at the death, and the U.S. goes through. And England gets second in the group, and the U.S. would have gone home, and my trip would have been over, but I got to stay a little extra. The crowd support there was fantastic. It was unlike anything I've ever seen out of a U.S. fan base. They stayed literally 2 hours after the game and just were cheering and chanting, and finally security was like, you guys got to go. It was awesome.
Crazy Americans,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Get out of here.
Now, let's just think a little bit about your career a little bit. What is your past in the soccer world?
I was at Western Michigan before Ferris, so it's kind of a great indoctrination to be here tonight. Unfortunately, the Bulldogs are on the wrong end of it right now, but I think they're going to be able to get back at it. I was there for a year, and then in front of that, I was up in Minnesota and at Valparaiso University on the men's side for a year. So,
take a look now at this upcoming year. You're now the head coach of the women's soccer team, and you're just joining us on 97.3 FM of the Bulldog Sports Network. We're talking with Andy McCaslin, who took over for Matt Kellogg, who has gone on to coach Division I in North Dakota. So now Coach McCaslin, you got this upcoming season here. Any goals you have set in mind, any plans, or just haven't got that far yet?
Long
season away.
Yeah, the first thing I did, I took out a piece of paper and wrote down every single goal I wanted to get done, both this year and then in the course of my tenure here. We've got a great group of kids that are going to be signing on Wednesday. To add to the class of seniors that we have, and we lost a good group of three seniors in the fall, and the group's good. We're right where we want to be. They're training hard. The attitudes are fantastic, and we're really looking forward to get going. I think we can take advantage of the success we had last year. Best record since 2005. And hopefully we can build on that and build closer to that GLIAC championship.
All right, last question for you before we let you go here. Ultimate goal in the soccer world. I mean, do you want to be a head coach of a Division I team or Team USA, or what's your ultimate goal?
Right now I'm just focused on Fair State and trying to get the job done here.
That's an outstanding answer. Very politically correct, but we'll take it. It's Andy McCaslin, the new head coach of the women's soccer program. Andy, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the box score and the audio highlights and your emails. sportsradio@ferris.edu. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Ferris State Hockey, live on the Bulldog Sports Network in sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.